Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up, the news of Courtney at 7:45, and what a Texas man learned his ex-fiance had done without his permission, which may earn her stage 5 clinger status. So we'll get to that in the rest of the news coming up. And they said it momentarily. Some kind of heat warning, Curtis. 11 o'clock or so, we're going to hit the 90s, and then it's going to be oppressive, and you need to get water and get fruit juice for your elderly friends like me. Is that the deal?
I have 2-3 character points of advice. Okay. SPF, H2O. Both of those will get you through today.
All right. And we are on our way at the end of the show to Hampton Beach. And roadshow number 6. And so we will be at Wally's with you tonight at around 7. And then I think Courtney and Wiggy are planning on going with Ty Law over to see the one surviving member of LFO. Is that how they bill it?
That O-Town.
Yep. Okay, the guy from NSYNC. What's his name? Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
One surviving member of NSYNC. Or whatever, however
Ryan
they bill
Cabrera,
it.
Ryan Cabrera. Which is huge.
Okay. So it's like the show is boy band forward. It's boy band adjacent.
Yeah.
It's not anybody who is actually in any of the bands at the height of their popularity.
O-Town was very popular.
They were, yeah.
And NSYNC was popular.
I saw them on tour.
But do you get all of the O-Town people?
Yes, yeah. O-Town still. Yeah.
Okay. NSYNC was popular, but you only get the Fitzpatrick guy. Yeah. You don't get Justin Timberlake.
Okay. Yeah. Chris was probably third most popular on the band.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Well, good news for the roads that Timberlake's not in Hampton Beach.
They don't want him driving anywhere up there. All right. Well, Wally's tonight. And then tomorrow at Bernie's, 6 to 10, Ty will be with us there. And we cannot wait to see you in Hampton for a roadshow number 6, brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time, New England. Shine, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they want to honor those who have built this city, whether they build or drive or just care for others. Please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com, and there is $1,000 cash on the line and tickets to go see a baseball game over at the ballpark and all of that stuff. For those who are chosen and honored for building the city. Shime, where would you like to start today?
Well, let's begin with a guy who was instrumental in building the Red Sox championship teams, or being part of those teams. That'd be Pedro Martinez. He had comments for one David Ortiz following this whole Rafael Devers situation. We can hear from Pedro.
Just a reminder on what Ortiz had said. Essentially had said that he had reached out to Rafi a bunch of times, and he didn't respond to him. He needed to get better at communication. Anything else I'm missing in there?
No, that was about it. Yeah.
About what he said.
Okay. Big Papi also made a mistake in the spring training by speaking in front of the cameras about some of the things that he needed to tell Devers. And just like I said before, that should have been handled in-house. Big Papi should have gone out with Devers to talk about those things, not really openly speak in the field, because the cameras are able to pick up everything we say, everything, every whisper that we have out there is being picked up by the microphone. So that was the first mistake from Big Papi. The other thing is, I don't like to hear those comments after things happen like that. I would love for Big Papi to come over, grab Devers, go to a restaurant, go to his house, throw a barbecue, and talk to Devers in his house.
Hmm? Yeah. Wow. Man, wow. My boy Pedro.
Hey, Mitch, tweet out that Pedro said Ortiz was wrong.
Wow. How about that one there? That he shouldn't have went public and, you know, criticized Devers. You go to a barbecue. I want to get invited to that barbecue.
And I'm sorry, guys. Pedro is on a different platform than David Ortiz. It's like Pedro's the best athlete I've ever seen, better than Brady at his best. There's nobody in the Dominican. Pedro Martinez is the number one guy that all great players look up to.
Some were questioning you on that earlier, way you described that Red Sox wise. You said,
he's the alpha. Pedro Martinez is on his own. He's his own Mount Rushmore to himself.
Mm.
He is. Wow. David Ortiz is a designated hitter. Pedro Martinez is the greatest pitcher I've ever seen. Goated. Mm. It's not even close.
Mm. Well, do you feel like he's right?
Yes.
Yeah, he probably, Big Papi probably should have took him aside and maybe.
And should not have said anything at spring training at all?
Yeah, I guess.
You think that's part of the problem, is that he works for the team and he's being paid by the team, and so he started things off as somebody else who was commenting on Rafael Devers publicly, along with whether it was Alex Cora or Craig Breslow or whatever.
Right, but it's Big Papi, though, and if you're Devers, you got to show that man his respect, and you got to talk to him.
But don't agree, you find that? Where was this commentary from David Ortiz in the beginning of this kerfuffle? Because when he talked about Rafi Devers in the beginning, he's like, you know, he deserves respect from mm-hmm. this team. He's the David Ortiz of this team now. Like, he mm-hmm. is the face. So it's just interesting, the change.
Where he's saying, you know,
few weeks ago he did say, like, if I was him, I would go play first base if they asked me to.
Yeah, yeah, but so then you go back a few months ago and he had a completely different narrative.
I think he's always been on.
Courtney's right.
In the beginning, David Ortiz was like, no, he deserves respect. When he was first asked mm-hmm. about moving to DH when Bregman was coming in, Ortiz was asked, and Ortiz was like, he deserves all the respect from this team. He's the face of this team. He's the David Ortiz of this team.
Yeah, I would also say, even recently when he said he would play first base, he was not ripping him. He said it's his decision. It's right. his job to do what he wants. To me, as someone who has witnessed the Red Sox smear campaigns for most of my adult life, the timing was off to me. A guy that changes his tune immediately because that changed the narrative. When Ortiz said that he wasn't even reaching out to him, that he had tried to reach him,
right.
Red Sox fans immediately sided with the organization, and that was on purpose. And I think if you're David Ortiz, you should be above that. You should not. After seeing what this ownership group did to Terry Francona, putting his son's service in Afghanistan, doing what they did to Terry Francona, this ownership group, David Ortiz should not have been a part of this with Rafi.
Yeah, I think Papi probably should have, like Pedro said, you know, in the beginning, said, "Hey, come over, let's talk." And I told you, I put the 60% of the blame on the Sox in the beginning. But I think that if you're kind of looking at it from the perspective of players and fans, Devers has to say, all right, I'll go play first base, right? He's willing to play first base in Frisco, Right? And if you're just willing to do that, or maybe play the game and be like, sure, I'll do it, but knowing in your mind, like, yo, I'm not going to do it. But, yeah, you know, you need me to take ground balls, no problem.
Yeah.
At least play the game. You're still here.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, Wiggy had his lead this morning that the Sox will still be buyers come the trade deadline. Well, there's one MLB insider that agrees with Jermaine Wiggins. That would be one John Heyman. Here is what John Heyman said about the Red Sox.
What do the Sox do now? Sox are going to be looking for a bat, I believe, as well as firming up the pitching. So I think they're still going to be active. I don't see them as a seller. I think they are a buyer. Obviously, they did sell on Devers. That was more about the culture, and I do believe that. I do believe it. Just sell Henry, please. I don't think John Henry's selling. I get it. He is certainly interested in the soccer team, and I'm not that know that much about soccer to know exactly what he's doing there, but he's obviously spent on that team, and I get the speculation that he's more focused or spending more there, and they are going to need to spend. I do believe that.
All right.
I mean, if they got the Las Vegas NBA franchise, would they sell this team maybe, Curtis?
Oh, they're built. I mean, I hope they are. I hope they will. But this is, they own all of Kenmore Square.
Yeah, they're not selling this team.
And what's the name of their group? What's it called?
Fenway
Sports Group.
Well, but what's the first word?
Fenway.
Right.
Where's Fenway?
Right over there.
With
over
the Red
by,
Sox.
Over Kenmore by Store Square. Drive. Yeah. That big sicko sign.
You don't spend $1.2 billion on a new headquarters for your baseball team to sell it. I don't think they're going to sell it. They know, like Curtis said, they're building all around. It's a cash cow.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, I know that they always say it's sold out, but it's always like 90%, you know, packed, especially when the weather's nice. So they're not going to get rid of that. And it's probably not much upkeep. You know, I'm still squeezing into the seats.
Yeah. Well, I would also say this is not something that would benefit me or the company I work for. So I'm not advocating it, but if you wanted them to sell the team, you make the team less profitable. You don't support it. I mean, that's the only thing that they would hear.
Yeah.
And that would still take a while because tourists come to Fenway all the time.
Yeah,
and,
you'll never be able to. I don't think you'll. I don't know much about, like, you know, when you start to look at some of these teams that have been around forever. I don't know much about the Cubs, but I feel like people that go to Chicago might want to take tourists, want to take in
Definitely.
A Cubs Wrigley, game just because of the stadium. So
yeah,
I feel
like, what are the teams that are like that? The Red Sox, the Cubs, the Yankees, and the Yankees' new stadium, people say, is trash. So yeah,
the Giants, mm-hmm. I mean, with that, you know, with McCovey Cove and all that.
Yeah.
I would also say maybe we could get people that work in insurance so they get to be a billionaire and then they can buy the team.
Curtis, 401 text from Rhode Island for you. On the ongoing debate, apparently Team Ortiz, Big Poppy had more to do with our championships than Pedro ever did.
As a player in Major League Baseball, they're in different stratospheres. It's not even like Pedro Martinez. What if you didn't experience the late 90s, early 2000s, all of Boston organized?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's their social calendar from April to October based on every fifth day Pedro started. You didn't miss it. The best games I have ever seen with my own two eyes were Pedro. When I worked at Fenway, Greg, you never wanted to miss Fenway when Pedro started, because back then they only sold out those games.
Right. Like, and that's when you made your money.
It was like the takeover, the way in which the Dominican fans gave this youth and exuberance to Fenway Park, the K cards. Pedro Martinez is the greatest Boston athlete at his best of my lifetime.
What is next, Shine?
Well, Greg, today begins the only PGA Tour event in New England. And prior to this event, Jordan Spieth spoke to the media. And after the carnage that was the U.S. Open, Spieth needed to unwind. And he talked about how he had a few beverages at a Buffalo Wild Wings. Here was Jordan Spieth.
We were waiting on the Schefflers to come over here, and he was after the delay. So I went to Buffalo Wild Wings with Michael, and so I didn't exactly eat or drink the way I normally do there. Most of the time it's very, very good, but sometimes post-US Open I just kind of needed to throw a few back. And then by yesterday I was good. I'm still young enough that that doesn't really bother me on the next day. So.
All right. Buffalo Wild Wings. They got
just
some
like
wings.
Us. Just like us. Need to unwind by throwing some back at the B-dubs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hopefully you got the lemon pepper over there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what type of wing guy he is. He might be a sweet chili. Yeah,
bingo.
Yeah. Didn't bother him the next day, though. He wanted to make that clear.
Bounce right back. Still young enough. Yeah. I'm not young enough anymore. It bothers me the next day all the time.
Wonder if he's a bone-in or a bone-out guy. Mm.
Where's he
Didn't
from?
Make that clear.
Yeah, I guess if he's from the South, he's a bone-in guy.
After the mess of the U.S. Open, Greg, I don't think he wanted to get more messy. He had right. to go bone-out.
All right. Where's
I'm
he from?
Yeah, honestly, and people are going, how can you? The bone-out, the tenders are great.
They're the
There's
best.
Not a lot of effort involved.
Nope.
It's not a wing, though.
You end up getting more meat, yep. Curtis. You know how it is.
I honestly, I have passed the age of wing time. It's too messy. It's not enough bang for the buck.
But you'll still go tendies.
Yeah, but the flavor is different, though. Yeah. The flavor is so different.
The flavor really isn't that
The
different.
Ceiling of a wing is higher than a tendy, but the tendy is more consistent.
No, okay. the wing, you get a good wing. The flavor of a good wing is just, a chicken tender. It's more about dipping it into whatever sauce you get.
The flavor is not. You're suggesting Stop the it. Flavor of the chicken is different? The flavor is not different, as a great man once said.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
It's chicken. You're yeah. talking about the sauce.
No.
Then you
no,
get
no,
none
no.
of the flavor no. of the chicken anyway.
Greg, this is an area where you know nothing about.
Because
you don't eat wings.
There's no difference. I eat chicken.
No, there's a major difference.
The meat
difference.
Product is chicken.
No,
it doesn't matter whether there's a bone or
Stop
there's
it.
Not a bone.
There's not, it's a complete.
That's like suggesting that a tenderloin is better if you have a bone in or you're selecting a filet. So, many people prefer those.
I will say at Capital Grill, they have two things, lovely restrooms, and they often have a special with the bone in filet.
They do.
And the bone in filet is superior to the
no,
filet.
No, but so is a chicken.
I'm not going to buy into that.
Is a chicken cutlet?
Well, you don't buy many things at Capital Grill. It's usually on the house.
Sorry, I'm not seconding that one.
Is you really wouldn't Curtis prefer right. a bone in filet? It's more filet. Tender.
First of all, I prefer a ribeye. Because of the marbling, okay?
That has you don't want a good tomahawk?
That has nothing to do with the bone. But anyway.
Yeah, but in your world, all steaks would be the same because they come from steaks. What's the difference?
There's no difference in the if chicken
a
that's on a wing or on a tender.
No, it's
a chicken.
Have you ever had a chicken cutlet versus a chicken thigh?
Yes.
I hate chicken thigh.
They're completely
it all
different.
It tastes like chicken.
No.
Greg,
no,
you're out
chicken
of your
thigh
mind.
Tastes different than
there
the
are
rest.
Distinct differences.
Yeah,
so?
The thigh I don't like at all.
You are
delicious. Yeah.
Greg, what, you are out of your mind.
The thighs too,
like almost the, gamey.
Yes,
yeah.
It's not gamey at all.
No, it's like it's thick,
yeah.
And you still get like some
so
of the.
It's a little bit red.
And you yeah. get like the cartilage or whatever
yeah,
that
like
stuff
veinage.
Is. The a bone in, and a basically a chicken tender is completely different. It's yeah. odd because you don't really don't. Eat wings.
Maybe I'm right. I mean, there's a lot of people
maybe
texting
I'm right.
in. I'm sorry, maybe I'm wrong. A lot of people texting in saying I am.
Yeah.
Way off on this. So.
Yeah, you're way. Yeah, because you're like a 12-year-old. You eat the chicken
tenders. I'm
really not.
No, not like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, you are.
I will say having a kid is a lot of work and it bankrupts you, but you're always one meal away from chicken tenders.
Correct.
And that is
that's it. That's right. And it's all about the sauce.
They end up being pretty good.
Pretty good.
Like, out of all the things you can have, they are dependable.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not hating on the chicken tenders.
They never
tender.
Did me
Don't
wrong. Never
like
did me
are.
Wrong.
No. I'm not hating. Listen, I love chicken tenders. Like,
wait, you'll never turn them down.
Yeah, right. I like the next person, whether you get the tender or you get the little nugget.
Right.
But when you get the wing, is a completely, it's cooked differently, it's seasoned differently, the way that it's totally different.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Yeah. Okay. All right, glad we sort of solved that. What's next, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
What? That's it on, they said it. I wanted more. I guess you want to leave me wanting more.
All Always.
Right. That is, they said it, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up at 8:20, our friend Ted Daniel of Fox 25 on the aftermath of the Karen Reed verdict. That is at 8:20. At 9:20, we are going to play your Hill Notes back, so you can leave one of those now on the Odyssey app. And coming up next, we will get to today's news with Courtney.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.